Stephen, are you an engineer?
Sadly not. My grandfather was an engineer at the ICI for 40 years, but no, I'm just a...
Well, that's a help.
Just a hack. Just a quick comment covering the next three resolutions to do with the pay issues. I think overall we should support the pay policies at the bank. On the remuneration report, we've got a terrific CEO. Obviously, we've had one brain explosion on ABC Learning, but I think overall, in the context of the bank, we are lucky to have our CEO. We should support his incentive scheme on the next one, and equally, even the board increase in fees to $4 million. You've got to pay properly to get good non-executive directors these days, and someone like Andrew Mole, who saved AMP, is exactly the sort of person we should be adding to this board. Same with Jane Hemstrich. Very rare to have that sort of IT experience. We need that sort of experience on the board. My only question on remuneration issues, I was on page 217. It shows that there's still a $3 million loan outstanding to Mr. John O'Sullivan. Now, John O'Sullivan was our chief legal officer, general counsel. He left the bank in January 2008. I would have thought when an executive leaves the bank, that's it. But it seems that we still have a $3 million loan to him 6 months later. So what is the system around which we have these loans to former executives? And I think also on this related party transactions issue, John went off and became chairman of Credit Suisse. And when we did our only available for one day deal, buying Bankwest, Credit Suisse were the exclusive advisor to us, which is unusual, but exclusive advisor to us. So presumably, you know, 1% of the transaction value presumably was a $20 million fee. I don't know. But I think that in the interest of disclosure, given he was our chief legal officer, he was working cheek by jowl with the CEO for a couple of years there and then has gone off elsewhere. We haven't demanded the loan back. We've then given him and his firm a big whack. I think you need to put those sort of figures and that sort of information on the table.
Stephen, the information I would put on the table is that the loans to executives, including the executive who left us a year or so ago, are absolutely on commercial terms, on terms that any customer has. So there's nothing special about that. The only thing special about it is because of his position, we actually have to put it in the annual report. But that's only the amount. And the terms are absolutely normal. With regard to Credit Suisse, no, I don't think it's unusual to have a single advisor at all. Depends on the size and complexity of the operation. We were able to use Credit Suisse because, quite frankly, they had they covered the waterfront between the UK and Australia, and there were aspects to this deal that, you know, were in the UK with that. That's where the owner was. And given we could cover both those geographies, it was very possible to have a single investment bank advisor. And it had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that an ex-executive of the bank was now heading up Credit Suisse. In fact, you know, you would think that maybe that'd be a reason why we'd go to somebody else. But they were best placed to do it. Of the firms that were available, and we chose them purely on that basis. I don't actually know the fee. I don't keep those numbers in my head. But it's certainly less than the $20 million that you mentioned. But I just don't have it, I'm sorry.